USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Senate reportedly reaching a deal with the White House now on a $2 trillion stimulus package that they've been debating for several days, aimed at combating the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence says the White House is focusing on one part of the nation when it comes to responding to the outbreak.
If you're in the New York City metropolitan area or elsewhere, to take the guidelines that we issued and avoid non-essential travel.
The heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, testing positive for the virus, reportedly displaying mild symptoms and in self-isolation in Scotland. Bernie Sanders continuing his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. His campaign says he's looking forward to taking part in an April debate with Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired at early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening, and I don't get sleepy as early as I used to, and I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Turkey is now charging 20 Saudi nationals for their alleged involvement in the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The New York Times saying an indictment was unveiled late yesterday for the 2018 murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The indictment accusing the former deputy head of Saudi Arabia's General Intelligence Agency and a former royal court advisor of having, in its words, instigated premeditated murder with monstrous intent. A judge is denying former presidential personal attorney Michael Cohen's request for a reduced or modified prison sentence. He had wanted the court to let him serve his sentence from home because of concerns about the coronavirus. Stock futures rallying after the Senate and the Trump administration, as we mentioned moments ago, reached a deal on a coronavirus economic relief package. Dow futures up almost 600 points. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
YouTube is reducing its video quality as more people are staying at home and surfing the web during this coronavirus pandemic. The platform is saying it's going to implement the change for the next 30 days or so by defaulting to standard definition. They say that will ease the ongoing strain on the overall internet. Although users have the option to upgrade to a higher resolution, YouTube says it's doing its best to minimize stress on the system. Actor Idris Elba is slamming a conspiracy theory that celebrities are being paid to say that they have the coronavirus. The movie star saying on Instagram yesterday that the debate about rich and poor and who's getting tested and who's not is not a healthy debate. He said, "I got a test, but I also got COVID." He's accusing people of test shaming. And the NFL plans to go ahead with the draft next month as scheduled, despite opposition from the league's GMs. ESPN reports the GM subcommittee is recommending to Commissioner Roger Goodell that the draft be pushed back. Some concerns over logistics for physicals and psychological testing, though. The draft is scheduled for April 23rd through the 25th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.